Episode 2066, The Ocean in the Sky.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I just want you to know I am thinking about you. And I know sometimes life gets really crazy and you're just trying to get through the day. You can't even think about the end of the week. Today, though, I want you to take a breath. I want you to take a breath because God is present with you. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, the ocean in the sky. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, have you ever looked up to see the ocean in the sky? You know, some things in life need to be turned upside down. Glimpses of heaven here on earth. You know, life is just this huge ongoing roller coaster. And sometimes it's that feeling of, oh my gosh, this feels awesome. I just want to keep going with it. I can't wait to hit the next turn. And others are like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get sick. This is not good. I feel the blood rushing from my head down to my toes. I don't know what's going to happen. Don't give up on life because it's too hard. Don't give up on life because you don't know what's around the corner. Just turn what's happening upside down and see what God does. We were driving home to our family farm in Kansas, and my eyes were captivated by the ocean and the sky. Waves of clouds filled the blue rolling sky with light pink and orange caps. As the sun began to set, the brightness was so blinding that shades were required. The colors were so pronounced that you felt like you were watching the ocean move in color, nothing black and white. The scenery was exquisite. In fact, we rolled down the window to take pictures. Well, not me, I was driving. But my niece said, I got to capture this. So I rolled down the window and we waited for that perfect open spot. The trees framed either side of the picture and there it was, the ocean in the sky. You know, Psalm 89 verses 8 through 9, I love what it says. It talks about how God rules over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, God stills them. He causes them to be still. Life does get crazy. You know, you're living it. Maybe a few things have been thrown at you this past week. Maybe you're already dreading going back to a routine that you really have no idea what that routine looks like because you're going back to school. You've got a lot of question marks. And that's about trying to take care of the family. But then you look at yourself and you're like, I don't like where I'm at. And then you begin to say, but where am I at with God? What am I doing in my everyday that lifts him up, that allows me to be in his presence? Yes, life does get crazy. And you can attempt to dwell on the mess that you're in, but focusing on the messes buries the blesses. Run into the arms of the one who can still the ocean. God's got you. If you don't like the storm you're in, give it to God. The waves of the sea are hushed because he stilled the storm to a whisper. A whisper. It didn't mean that they had to get all upset and all fearful and all afraid, not knowing what was going to happen. No, they took a deep breath and God said, you know what? I got this. And they said, okay, here we are, Lord. You got us too. The ocean in the sky. You got to be willing to see the beauty in your messes. I look at them as God winks. God shows up in the tiniest little places, but if you blink, you might miss it. So you have to be in search of where he's showing up in your life. I promise you hope can be found from the ocean in the sky. Let God turn your day upside down. Let Him give you blessings instead of messes. Allow Him to help guide you through what you're going through. You don't have to do life alone. You can forge ahead. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And I promise you, God's got miles of greatness in front of you. And I know right now, life is tough. And you may not have the answers to everything. You may not know where the next paycheck is coming from. You may not understand that your kids, well, school is not going to be the same this year. And you don't even know what that means. You're just beginning to get back online and you're like, but I need some routine. I need something that is standard in my life. The thing is, we're looking for stuff we can't control. So why not give it to the one who can control the ocean, that can control the seas, that can control your storms in your life? Give it over to God. Hope can be found from the ocean in the sky. Look for that beauty. I pray many blessings as you go forward this week with hope, love, and grace. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.